This podcast is brought to you by VMware, the leader in virtualization.
Hi, I'm John Bach from VMware, and I'm here today with David Davis, who's an IT infrastructure manager at a building materials retailer that's also a VMware customer. We're here today to talk a little bit about disaster recovery and solutions that can apply to the midsize enterprise. So David, I just wanted to get kind of your perspective. When we say disaster recovery, what do you think of? What are the different types of things that you're protecting against when you put together your disaster recovery plan?
Well, John, there's a lot of different types of disasters. The first one would just be like a total server failure where, you know, the server just goes down. Of course, you could have a storage area network failure of some kind or a pre-failure disk warning on a shared disk array. You could have a server that's being overutilized by a runaway process, or, you know, worst case, a disaster could be the entire loss of your data center due to some sort of natural disaster.
Yeah, those definitely are things that, you know, I've also heard a lot of different businesses talking about. So when you look at disaster recovery, why is it important to you as a customer? What's really making that an important thing that you need to solve in your data center?
Well, you know, disaster recovery has really become a critical IT infrastructure issue for us, and virtualization has, you know, helped a lot in the planning for that. In the past, we would always try to have a redundant server at a disaster recovery site that really matched, you know, one-to-one to the primary server at the primary data center. And, you know, over time, with IT applications and servers changing, it's just too difficult and too expensive to keep up with that. And, you know, at my company, at least, you know, we're really just concerned with, at minimum, you know, protecting our core applications that, you know, really make us money and provide email and communication for the company. And, you know, in the past, even with just small localized disasters or outages that we've experienced, it's pointed out to us, you know, just how critical disaster recovery is.
So what are kind of the requirements you have for disaster recovery? Like, you talked a little bit about how, you know, you have all these different applications. You've looked at kind of this site-to-site sort of DR. What really are your requirements for DR?
Well, in our case, you know, we don't have a large disaster recovery budget. You know, we're a medium-sized enterprise. And so what we try to do is really just protect, you know, our core applications. And, of course, do that with the, you know, minimal, you know, budget that we have. So the core requirements are really to get those, say, handful of five or six core applications up and running at a disaster recovery site within 24 to 48 hours. I mean, we're not a, you know, large financial institution that can't withstand seconds of downtime, but on the other hand, the company, you know, would have serious financial loss if, you know, there were no company applications, critical applications for, you know, longer than 48 hours.
So I talked to a lot of different companies, and they talk about backup as kind of being their core disaster recovery solution. What's the difference between, you know, leveraging backup and what you're talking about? Like, how well can backup meet those requirements?
Well, you know, we've used backups for disaster recovery purposes, and of course for just, you know, general file recovery for many years. You know, but backups have their limitations, and one of those limitations is if you back up a server. When you go to restore that backup tape, it has to be restored on the exact same hardware, or else you have to go through a lot of twists and turns to try to get that server up and running on different hardware. And also, those backups can be very time-consuming, you know, to not only to take but also to restore. And with today's data, you know, being you know, many gigabytes and terabytes. The restoration time of that data is a huge issue. Just getting that number of tapes, you know, to the disaster recovery site intact and making sure they're all, you know, valid tapes is a huge concern. And then having all the right hardware to run the, you know, the exact number of applications you need is also a serious concern.
So you had these challenges you were talking about with DR. You had these requirements around bringing those core applications up. How did you come to learn about virtualization as a potential solution for disaster recovery?
Well, you know, at my company, we really didn't have a lot of budget for virtualization. It was just kind of, one of the things that we wanted to look into. We'd read about it. It sounded neat. And so we started small. We started off with VMware Server, you know, the free edition. And from there, we quickly realized the power of virtualization and what it could provide us. And then we moved into the VMware Infrastructure Suite. And with that, we've realized a lot of the benefits that weren't, you know, initially evident when we first looked at virtualization. One of the benefits that I've seen that's helped us tremendously in disaster recovery is that hardware independence, where when you virtualize a server, when you go to restore it, you can restore that image of that server on any server that's running VMware virtualization. So it's very easy to get those servers back and running on really any servers that you have. You know, any servers that are powerful enough to run the application can run the application. And you don't have to worry about the operating system specific drivers that you would have to if you were just restoring standard backup tapes.
So what did it take you to get started with virtualization for disaster recovery? What were kind of the key things you needed to pull together for that solution?
Well, you know, when we first started with VMware Server, of course, all you really need is just a copy of VMware Server and a server. But from there, you know, to really undergo, you know, virtualization and server consolidation more seriously, you know, you just need a server that matches the VMware ESX server, you know, hardware compatibility list to make sure that your server is going to be compatible in, you know, just about any server from the major manufacturers today is. And then you know, need a copy of VMware ESX server in the virtual infrastructure suite. Once you have more than a couple servers, it would help to have some sort of storage area network, some sort of centralized storage for your VMware servers so that they can take advantage of a number of the features that virtualization and VMware ESX offers.
So as you were pulling these components together to build your solution, how long did it take you to actually put in place this DR solution that leveraged VMware software?
It actually really wasn't as hard as you know, we thought it would be. We were able to virtualize our servers using like VMware Converter, which is their free P2V conversion software to convert the physical servers into virtual servers. And then over a period of, I would say, 2 to 3 months, we were able to virtualize, you know, the core applications that we needed and, you know, move them into virtualization and back up those images. I mean, so we're still doing tape backup at this point. We hope in the future to move to some more advanced, you know, replication solution. But at this point, we're still backing up the virtual images. But the cool thing is we can back up those images with no downtime to the applications themselves. And then those images, once they're restored in the event of a disaster, you know, all we need is VMware ESX server on any server that we can get, you know, available that has, of course, the adequate, you know, processor and RAM and disk to restore those images and run those critical applications. So it's taken a lot of the more detailed planning out of our infrastructure for disaster recovery. And, you know, we were able to do that in just a few months.
Now, once you'd implemented this solution using VMware software for your disaster recovery plan, can you tell me a little bit about the impact of that? How did that change your disaster recovery plan and your IT environment?
Well, I think overall, after we implemented virtualization, the worry and the stress associated with our disaster recovery plan and the amount of planning that was required for the server infrastructure, a lot of that was significantly reduced, and that's because with the hardware independence of virtualization, no longer do we have to worry about having that kind of one-to-one match of a primary server and a backup server at our backup site. No longer did we have to worry about a complicated or troublesome restoration process to get that server back up and running. Because we were able to just back up the images, our VMware virtualization virtual machines, we just backed up those images and restored them at the backup site, and then they would run on any server that was available at our disaster recovery site. So it really just took a lot of the headache and stress out of planning how would we restore those critical servers if we did have a disaster.
Yeah, that's one of the things I hear commonly about disaster recovery from customers is that the traditional solutions that they've seen are really complex, and they can really only implement those for a few applications. But it sounds like in your environment, with a virtualized solution, you actually were able to protect more things than you were able to before. Would that be true?
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
So for companies that are interested in, you know, getting started with a virtualized solution from VMware for disaster recovery, what are some pieces of advice that you would give them about how to get started?
Well, John, a couple things. First off, virtualization really isn't as hard as you think it might be. You can download evaluation copies of, you know, both the VMware server and the VMware infrastructure suite. Those applications can be installed on a wide variety of servers that, you know, you might already have sitting in your data center. If you're looking for support, there's a number of partners out there. I know in my area I've been contacted by a number of VMware partners that really know a lot about virtualization and can help lead you to implement virtualization not only for disaster recovery but also for server consolidation and, you know, many of the other benefits that virtualization can offer.
Well, thanks, David. It's great to have you here. Great to hear your perspective on the DR solution that you implemented with VMware Software. Thank you for helping us out today.
Great. Thank you, John.
For more information on disaster recovery solutions with VMware, please visit VMware.com/go/DR.